Okay. Hello, everybody. We have this is the Village of Pomona Board of Trustees meeting. It is now February 23rd, 2026. It's 7:34 p.m. We have a quorum here. Myself, Deputy Mayor Lasker, Trustees Zeidel and Greenwald. We are missing Mr. Greenberg due to the weather. Our trusted village clerk is here, Mr. Orange, and we are missing Mr. Nugent, who is snowed in. So we have a quorum. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody, for coming with such bad weather. Since there is no open public, since it seems that there are no comments from the public, we'll dispense with this issue. Culture Sentinel report, we did not, because of the weather, we did not ask Gede to come, so Gede did send his request. You can find it in your packet at the end. Can someone please make the motion?
So I'll make a motion to approve the spring concert. Oh, wow. Saturday, May 23rd, 2026, 7:30 p.m. The budget is for $800 for musicians and $150 for refreshments, for a total of $950. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Trustee Zeidel.
Questions? So there's nothing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-1 absent. Let's do approval of minutes. Everybody was there. Mr. Greenwald was not here, so I guess he will abstain. So I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the Village Pomona Board meeting from January 26th. Second. Mr. Lasker. Any insertions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries with three and with one abstain. Okay. 301, correct. I'm sorry,
302.
One absent and one abstains.
Okay. Yes, so if a member was not here, then it's customary to abstain from the this vote specifically. Okay, let's move to the approval of Treasury report.
Trustee Joe Greenwald moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $250,934.18 set forth on page 4 in the Minister of Secretary and dated January 23 through February 18, 2026, estimated hereby to be subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of February 6, 2026 are set forth in the payroll in the amount $10,965.72 is hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Can I have a second?
Seconded by.
For discussion, just because you made a the reason it's so high is two reasons. We paid for Burgess Meredith Park a portion of their cost. Last month we wanted to do it, but we had some reservation motion, right?
Yes.
And therefore we, Martin lowered it, and we made a payment for $125. And I also think the town of Ramapo, they forgot to send the bill in last month, so we had 2 months. So together, that's another $175,000 that is not last month, was much lower, right?
Right. So just to comment about that, I did reach out to them twice and I never got a response. That's why they came in 2 invoices in 1 month. And the price has increased, I guess.
Yeah, but now we know. We knew the price. But just make sure, tell them in the future, they shouldn't hit us up twice in 1 month. Like, if they want to get paid, let's spread it out in 12 payments.
Right, okay.
That's it. Thank you. So, do I have all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Motion carries. Thank you.
0-1.
So, which brings us to any new business on the table. There's nothing, anything for old business. Again, nothing on the table.
The only thing for old business I do want to say is that Mark Greenberg got the papers from Brian Newton to sign the petition for the no parking, but he has to come back.
So until we don't have that paper, we can't
move forward.
We shouldn't be voting on it. And once we get it, we can vote on it. I do have another suggestion also. By Brookside, at a corner of Quaker, we blocked one part of the no parking, and the people who got smarter, they park on the other side where there's no homes. The reason we didn't want cars parked in that first section is because cars turn from Quaker into Brookside to go up the mountain, and it's very dark over there, and it's very dangerous, that first part, because there's no homes. Why are you parking? I know where the cars are from, so I think once we're going to pass the other one, we should also vote to deny parking across
on that side, that
same stretch. That way that cars come to that intersection, there's no almost accidents.
Right. It is true, when it is dark and people may take those turns, it's very hard to see them.
Yeah, and also Ranan, just commended, Ranan wanted to say something about the highway.
I just wanted to commend, because I got a whole bunch of responses and a whole bunch of residents that called me and told me thank you for the job that the highway department did this storm. And I told them to thank you, and that we're going to also mention it and let them know as well.
We're going to wait. I mentioned to Rana, we should wait because
there's more snow coming.
But overall, I got good feedback.
Good. And Moshe, regarding Village Hall, what I think happened, he only sent a crew for the cleanup because they cleared, I see everywhere, manual, but the. So he probably didn't send the truck with the shovel.
Mm-hmm. No, so I came to check this morning.
Yeah.
Even though we were closed, I wanted to make sure that this morning it was plowed regardless. It was plowed, but some more snow came down.
Okay, so we have so you're going to message him, tell him that the path was done very well.
So you must have...
So I did reach out to him and followed up.
Huh?
I did reach out again and I followed up.
Follow up that by tomorrow. We need the cars. You by 9 a.m. I would like to have the cars being able to park here.
Right, so that's the message I left him.
Perfect. Thank you.
Which I guess brings us to, there's nothing for all business, and there's nothing for building and maintenance, so we'll jump to the trustee period. So
yes,
Mr.
Sorry.
Zeidel has his turn. Mr. Greenwald, the floor is yours. Joel, floor is yours.
Garnishment? What? No,
nothing.
Go down and adjust the piles. Explain to them that it's snow season, there's nothing we can do. And again, I just saw three more.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Go see how it looks. Go see how Muncie looks like now. The amount of salt that they poured created so many more troubled roads.
Right.
That, you know what? We're going to have a lot of work needed to be done after the winter. But now we need patience. Another thing we found out with Moshe is that if somebody tells you that their mailbox was hit, I thought they want to wait till after the winter. I think that something happened, and they come right away. They come within 2 days.
So that's after we reached out to Mr.
Correct.
Beck, and he said, I wanted to...
Yeah, no, Fred Brin, Mr. Brin.
Yeah, yeah, respected the supervisor.
Yeah. Brin is the superintendent.
Yeah.
Brin, I didn't want to get him upset, so it's good that you reached out.
Also, yes. I had questions from a few people because of the traffic here by 202 in Leyden Town, which there was another accident with Hashem 2 weeks ago.
So Leydentown or by...
You mean Camp Hill.
Camp Hill,
yes.
N202, not Leydentown.
So you are touching on a sore subject. As you know, a congressman three years ago...
No, we have the money.
The money was given, but the money...
Every 2 weeks, Elon is in the emails. I follow up and I push.
The village engineer there...
The problem was that the town decided... that if they're doing the upgrade on the intersection, they want to do their sidewalks all the way to Evergreen, the town, not the village, the town. Now, when you start preparing plans for that, you're tripling the amount of plans. So basically, when the state comes back with comments, it's not just the comments on the intersection, suddenly he comes back to me, we need the CAD file, which is the architecture file, for the intersection of Leyden Town and 202. The next one, 202. Now, nice. I know who has it, so I called the guy who was working on it, because it was sitting by Brooker's Engineering. That could take another who knows how long. So I called the guy. Within a day, they got it. Baruch Hashem.
And then I said, now, I said, Paul Gidensky, let's finish it. Let's go. Yeah. So we keep on pushing. I hope, and I'm going to say it because we have here three members that are up for elections next year, that I hope by next year we're going to be cutting the ribbon on this beautiful intersection. In your honor.
So with the congressman. Hopefully.
Hopefully he'll be our congressman.
No, the question which congressman.
But anyways.
So, yeah. Anything else, Joel?
No, that's it.
And the floor is yours.
I'm good. Mayor, I'm good.
Anything from you, Moshe? Floor is yours. Anything?
No, just wanted to thank once again the name for always being
here. No.
Okay, so nothing beyond that from the office period.
I have one more thing, maybe.
Yes.
I did mention to Mr. Lasker that the engineer sends me 2 hours before a ZBA meeting mail, so it becomes a little bit tight with time when he sends it. Not always I see it before the meeting.
Moshe, so could you do me a favor?
Send
me the email. Send it to me and Ilan. I'm going to forward to the engineer on behalf of the mayor. You understand what I'm trying to do?
We'll do it in
I've reached out to him.
I know you did. But
it didn't work. You're saying it didn't work. Yeah.
We're going to send him an email again. We're including you and ask him to be more active on it.
Right. So like 2-3 days. This way everyone can see them.
Correct.
100% right.
Yeah. We'll do it in a way which, you know, makes everybody cooperative. We'll achieve our goal. So I only have one comment. As you know, it's middle of February, so it's time to start working on the budget. I will start working on it. If you have any comments, suggestions, if you want something changing from last year, please let me know. Let's try to do it earlier. As you know, the budget from the previous year is on the website. We have a great website. It is updated.
Not great. We have a working website.
It is light years beyond what it used to be.
Yeah, that's
it has all the information. It has minutes. It has budget. It has FAR reports. It has minutes from the different boards, not just the board for seats, but the ZBA and the planning board when they meet. If you need,
where should we send it to your email?
Sure, send it to my email. As
you,
we can only meet one on one because for the famous reason we can't meet as a quorum. Sending emails will be the best idea.
Or are you available if we want to talk to you?
Please do. I'll make myself available.
Okay.
I will make myself available. I'll ignore some people.
Wants to hang out with the mayor.
I'll ignore some of you. I'll answer everybody else.
Okay.
Good. You'll have mayor. You'll have a preliminary budget ready for next month.
Hopefully, hopefully well before that. Before March 1st.
Perfect.
The goal is not to
raise taxes. For the next board meeting, yeah.
And the goal
is not to raise taxes.
I think we're all on the same page,
yes.
Right? We'll try to make our dollars work as much as we can. And rumors are that the governor said she won't defund CHIPS. So with a little bit of luck, we'll have enough money to do roads. Anything? Okay, we have not. Since the attorney's not here, there's nothing for legal or executive. I should say.
I do want to say one thing about legal, just to update. We have this case that is hindering us for the last 3 years, some nonsense case in the lower Pomona by Pomona Road
concerning
with Ziegler against Tana Ramapo.
Yeah.
We had the insurance that gave us an attorney that represents us, because every case, once you call the village, we have to have an attorney. So the insurance provided. Then suddenly the insurance said, we're not covered anymore. Well, no, because they indemnified because they claimed that what the reason for it was, they got a reason. And then came out the psak that A, B, and C are these type of claims, they're not, it's incorrect. There was one or two things left. So Brian reached out to the same attorney, because he actually was fair of air. He says, if you're going to want me, I charge this at court. She may be cheaper, the attorney who handled the case till now for the insurance. So he reached out to her and she was cheaper. Then suddenly we had the update, so Brian sent another letter to the carrier asking them to re-review based on the latest judge decision
to re-review the case. So they responded 2 weeks ago that they will continue to represent us. They still say that if there is any damage, they will not pay for it, but at least they continue to represent us. So as of now, nothing is coming out of our pocket. So that's an update on legal. Right, Mayor?
So with a little bit of luck, we will have that resolved by the end of 2026. It was a nonsense lawsuit in the beginning. I think there's nothing else. So if nobody needs to go into executive session,
no.
I'll make a motion to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are done. It is now 7:50.
Thank you so much.